वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय। यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुनातीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 27 एंटाइटल्ड द प्रोसेस ऑफ डेटी वर्शिप एंड टुडे वी आर रीडिंग टेक्स्ट नंबर 52 एंड 53। प्लीज स्टैंड। प्रतिष्ठाय सार्वभौमम् सद्मणा भुवनत्रयम् पूजादीना ब्रह्मलोकम् त्रिभिर्मत्सम्यत्तामियात् प्रतिष्ठया सार्वभौमम् सद्मना भुवनत्रयम् पूजादीना ब्रह्मलोकम् त्रिभिर्मत्साम्यतामियात् प्रतिष्ठया सार्वभौमम् सद्मणा भुवनत्रयम् पूजादीना ब्रह्मलोकम् त्रिभिर्मत्साम्यतामियात् translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation: by installing the deity of the Lord, one becomes king of the entire earth. By building a temple for the Lord, one becomes ruler of the three worlds. By worshipping and serving the deity, one goes to the planet of Lord Brahma. And by performing all three of these activities, one achieves a transcendental form like my own. Text 53. Mam eva naira pekshena bhakti yogena vindati bhakti yogam salabhata evam yaha puja yetamam. Translation: but one who simply engages in devotional service with no consideration of fruitive results attains me. Thus, whoever worships me according to the process I have described will ultimately attain pure devotional service unto me. Purport: the previous two verses were spoken by the Lord to attract those interested in fruitive results. And now the ultimate purpose of worshipping the Lord is described. The ultimate goal in life is Lord Krishna Himself. Love for the Lord is the highest bliss, although ordinary people cannot understand this. Hare Krishna. Okay. I like to keep this here. Hare Krishna. So we seek everyone's blessings before beginning to speak on this wonderful subject matter. So we have been hearing a lot of glories on the deity worship. Just one small thing I want to highlight here. In the purport it is mentioned. The previous two verses were spoken by the Lord to attract those interested in fruitive results. So what are the previous two verses? Let's look at the translations. One who offers the deity gifts of lands, markets, cities and villages, so that regular daily worship and special festivals of deity may go on continually, will achieve opulence equal to mine. By installing the deity of the Lord, one becomes king of the entire earth. By building a temple, one becomes ruler of the three worlds. By worshipping and serving the deity, one goes to the planet of Lord Brahma. By performing all three of this, one can achieve a transcendental form like my own. Mat samyatam, the status of equality with me. Yad, he attains. So these two verses were spoken to attract those interested in fruitive results. And now the ultimate purpose of worshipping the Lord is described, which is Lord Krishna and love of Lord. Translation goes like this. One who simply engages in devotional service with no consideration of fruitive results. Those whoever worships me according to the process will ultimately attain pure devotional service unto me. So the ultimate goal is Lord Krishna and love of God is the highest bliss. Sava pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahetukiya pratihata yatma supasidati. The process which gives us unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service is the highest dharma. And love of Lord is the highest bliss. One time Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, while traveling to Bengal, came across a Shakta. And he said, come, I'll serve you a bliss drink. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains it in a certain way. The Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, oh yes, very good. Where are your other associates? Let's enjoy with them also. Mm-hmm. And then Lord Chaitanya, with all the associates and with the Shakta, just by his glance and by his wonderful dancing, by exhibiting such transformations of love through his each of his body limbs, transformed a group of Shaktas who were enjoying the bliss drink by showing them the highest bliss, love of God. So this beautiful pastime comes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat gives many pastimes on how Lord Chaitanya experienced love of Godhead. I am specifically elaborating on that statement and not so much on the details of deity worship. Neither I am experienced, and also we have heard a lot on those aspects. So with respect on that aspects, different devotees have highlighted. I am going to speak specifically on how Lord Chaitanya relished love of God while traveling to different parts of Bengal, Odisha, went to Ramakeli, etc., etc. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and after taking sannyas, he was so happy, he was so much in bliss, he was constantly chanting, Etam sa asthaya paratmanishtham adhyasitam purvatamayar mahadbhi aham tarishya midurantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayayva. I have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda, and my astha is, I will easily cross over this insurmountable material existence based on the path shown by the previous acharyas and great mahajans. Etam cha asthaya. Lord Chaitanya was so happy taking sannyas, after sannyas, giving up all social formalities, all social obligations, all social bindings. He started chanting in a very, with such madness. He started whirling around, swirling around, dancing, jumping high, falling to the ground. His kamandalu goes in one direction and his sannyas danda goes in one direction. Seeing that, Keshav Bharati got very ecstatic. Just by the darshan of Lord Chaitanya in such ecstasy, Keshav Bharati gave up all his sannyas, soberness and gravity, and he started dancing. And at one time, Lord Chaitanya took Keshav Bharati and both of them started spinning around, and Keshav Bharati was spinning so fast that he lost control of his clothes. So his danda, Keshav Bharati's danda was in one direction and his kamandalu was in one direction. So guru and disciple both are dancing very wonderfully. This unique relationship between Keshav Bharati and Lord Chaitanya. One time at the house of Advaita Acharya, the son of Advaita Acharya is Achyutananda. He's another example of intoxicated love. An intoxicated love with correct understanding of tattva. Absolute correct understanding. Sometimes when we talk about intoxication, love, we may tend to go whimsical without understanding of tattva, without really being grounded in our existence. So therefore, on one side we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, on one side we have basic philosophy of, I would not say basic, but yeah, we have philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which tells us, be what you are. If you try to be beyond that, you are a pretender. But still we hear all these wonderful descriptions to understand what our aspirations are. So Achyutanand was sitting at Advaita Acharya's house when a sannyasi walks in. And a sannyasi asks, what is the relationship between Keshav Bharati and Lord Chaitanya? Advaita Acharya is confused, should I answer from a social perspective or from a spiritual paradigm? What should I answer? So naturally he took a social perspective first. And he said, Keshav Bharati is the guru of Lord Chaitanya. And Achyutanand, just by hearing that, went wild. He told Advaita Acharya, oh my God, what a Kaliyuga has come. Kaliyuga has entered into the head of Advaita Acharya. So he's telling his father, Kali has entered into your head. He said, you do not understand. How can you say Keshav Bharati is the guru of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya is the guru of all gurus. He is the supreme father. He is the supreme Narayan. We all get our We are all small part and parcel energies of Lord Chaitanya. How can you even say that Keshava Bharati is the Guru? Hearing such depth of understanding of a small child, Achyutananda, who was naked, who was not wearing any clothes, his body was covered with dust, he just came from a playground playing. This sannyasi became so ecstatic, he started dancing. Advait Acharya started dancing. He took Achyutananda on his lap and started dancing. And sannyasi was so happy that this son cannot be an ordinary son. Such understanding of the tattva of Lord Chaitanya. Such confidence, such depth. And similar story happened another time when Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Advait Acharya. And he said, dear Achyutananda, we are brothers. Because Advaita is our father. Advaita is my father also. So Achyutananda chastised Advait Acharya in one incident. In this incident, Achyutananda chastised Lord Chaitanya. He said, how can you say that? You are Supreme Narayan. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You say in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pradapita. How can you say that you are the son of Advait Acharya? No, not possible. Lord Chaitanya was holding Achyutananda on the lap that time. And that time also he was not wearing any clothes, body covered with dust. Child, 5 years playing. But Lord Chaitanya became so happy just by understanding by seeing the understanding and such confidence and such explaining abilities of Achyutananda. So that Keshav Bharati has given Diksha to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they are both dancing in happiness in such bliss. Lord Chaitanya went from there further in his journey and he said all the devotees accompanied many accompanied. They all wanted to go with the Lord and Lord Chaitanya stopped at one time and he said, you better go back. Chant Hare Krishna and I bless. Very soon Lord Krishna will be present in your heart. Just go back. And that time Chandrasekhar Acharya and all the devotees, they faint in ecstasy. They are not able to. And Lord Chaitanya told Chandrasekhar Acharya, you go to Navadvip and tell Sachi Mata and all the other devotees to come to Shantipur. Sorry, he says, you just go and tell them my news. He doesn't talk about Shantipur right now. You just go and tell them how I took sannyas and everything. Chandrasekhar Acharya goes back to Navadvip and Sachi Mata's situation when Lord Chaitanya has left is like a wooden doll who has become completely stunned, immovable, not moving. It is described, Sachi Mata's situation in the absence of Lord Chaitanya was like, if anybody would walk in and come to meet her, she would say, how is Krishna and Balram in Mathura? Akrura has taken Krishna and Balram. Oh, I have heard Kamsa is killed by Krishna and Balram. Sachi Mata would be in ecstasy. Sometimes for 9 hours, she would constantly keep laughing. Sometimes for 6 hours, she would constantly keep crying. Sometimes for 12 hours, she would be stunned like a statue. And I am sure in this assembly, nobody can understand because today is Sunday, but mothers are not present. None of the Mataji, only a mother can understand to some degree. And somebody whose son is Lord Chaitanya, what Sachi Mata would go through. Such were the emotions which will churn. And Advait Acharya, when he came to know Lord has left, he wanted to commit suicide by jumping into Ganga. And he said, if somebody is going to stop me, I don't know what. He said, nobody should stop me. I'm going to jump into that time there was a voice from the sky, some kind of Akashwani kind of thing. And he said, oh, you should not jump. Very soon you all will meet Lord Chaitanya. You all, very soon you will have darshan. Such cries and such emotions were churned in Navadvip. But what happened by the effect of these emotions? Vrindavan Das Thakur says, do not take these emotions to be the mundane emotions. You see, in the mundane platform, just to give a slight contrast, just for 2 minutes I'll take you away from Gaurulila and give you a slight contrast of what is mundane love and mundane infatuation and mundane obsession. Because Lord Chaitanya says, these emotions, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, these emotions, these cries, these tears purified all 10 directions. And even agnostics, atheists, and those who had no idea of what love of God is, who were always against Lord Chaitanya, who were always questioning Lord Chaitanya, what is this Vaishnavism? This is all bogus. This is all nonsense. Where in Shastra is mentioned chanting whole day and whole night like this? So they had no understanding, but just by these cries, by hearing these cries, their hearts got transformed, completely melted, and they developed a desire to go and see Lord Chaitanya. So Vrindavan Das Thakur gives a beautiful example. He says, they were crying so much, but these cries would not take away their life. Because it was like somebody who has drunk the nectar of immortality. And after drinking the nectar of immortality, if you give him poison, poison will have no effect. So somebody who had taken such association of Lord Chaitanya and fully immersed. Nitai guna mani amar, nitai guna mani. Aniya premira vanya bhasa ilovani. Who has been drowned in the ocean of love. Who have experienced that nectar. Poison cannot kill. And now the poison was the separation. Cannot kill. You see, I was giving the contrast. In mundane, many years back, around 25 years back, there was a Bollywood movie release. I'll just give you a contrast. Sometimes contrast makes the effect, okay, what we are dealing with here. And this hero was mad in love with some, actress. And he was such mad in love, he sings a beautiful song for this lady. And the lady, he's just begging, please tell me once I love you. Just tell me once. At least once you tell me. And this lady doesn't want, because she's already going to get married to someone else. She gets married, and this hero, in such an obsession that once I want to hear from her mouth, I love you. He murders the husband. After 4 years, he kills the daughter of that lady. Then he kills the sister of that lady. He kills everything. And he makes a whole game so that this lady get imprisoned. And then he goes to the jail and says, at least once tell me I love you, then I will release you from the jail. So the conception of love is obsession with such selfishness that if somebody doesn't accept, the person just wants to create such a devastation. And we may wonder, okay, what are we talking about? If we get delayed in the evening just for a burger or a samosa feast, and it's just finished, and sometimes, you know, you are meditating, okay, I'll have this feast now, and suddenly it finishes, and it just creates a turmoil in that, oh my God, I lost it. I was the last one in the queue. But here we are talking about some love which is not some mundane obsession, some mundane madness. In Navadvip, the cries and the emotions were churned in such a way that people got purified. And they developed a desire, we want to go and see Lord Chaitanya. And back there, Lord Chaitanya and Nityanand, in their travels, Lord Chaitanya told Nityanand, you go and give the news in Navadvip that everybody should come to Shantipur. Nityanand Prabhu, as soon as he got the order, he was so intoxicated, he started running like a maddened lion or a mad elephant. At times, he would go in the absorption of a cowherd boy and stand in threefold bending form playing flute under a kadamba tree for 9 hours. At times, he would come in the form of a cowherd boy, or he would come in the mood of a calf and start sucking the milk of a cow. And sometimes he would come in the mood of Anant Shesh and forget all external consciousness, jump into Ganga and start floating in the direction of Navadvip. And in the form of Anant Shesh, he floated all the way from Fulya to Navadvip. I don't know the geographical understanding, but he floated all the way to show that love of God is the highest bliss, as mentioned in today's purport. Nityanand Prabhu reached there, gave the news the Lord is going from his forest travels from Ganga via Fulia to Shantipur. It's like it took only moments for the news to just go wild. And those days, no social media. I don't know how it happened. It just went wild. And Lord said, come to Shantipur. But thousands of people who were, and few of them, many of them who were agnostics, atheists, who had no faith, they thought we will catch the Lord and Fulia only. And they all started rushing to Fulia. Now, that whole journey, the famous journey, how it is described. Thousands. It turned into millions. And they went through the forest path. And new paths were created because they were just rushing with such haste. They did not see any you know, small bushes or thorns or trees. They just rushed. And when they reached, only few boats were available. And Ganga was very deep. And they were pregnant ladies. They were lame people. They were blind people. They were people from all different categories. And everybody was rushing. I want to be the first in the boat. I want to be the first in the boat. At some point, boatmen said, no more. They said, forget the boat. We'll just go like this. They took all the earthen pots available. And with the upturned earthen pots which were floating, they took hold of the earthen pots and they crossed over the river. Some took hold of the banana tree trunks, branches, floated through that. And it's clearly described. The lame, the blind, and the pregnant ladies, they were all exhausted walking. They were all breathless. And they forgot that Ganga is so deep. They started walking. And when they started walking, Ganga gave the way. Therefore, it is said, love of God is the highest, everyone. Love of God is the highest place. They forgot what are the obstacles, what are the impediments. And the boat which was carrying double the speed. I mean, I can experience this. This few days back, we were somewhere and we were in the lift. Oh yeah, at the Baramati station, they have a lift to go. And we all went and all the people, we want to be there, we want to be there, we want to be there. And some were afraid, we don't want to go into the lift, coronavirus is there, crowding is there. So some were going, some were not going. But finally, it got overloaded. And we all went and lift got stuck and started saying, overloaded, overloaded, overloaded. But thank God, lift didn't break down. Boat actually broke down. In the middle of Ganga, when it is the deepest of the depth. And as soon as it broke, everybody went inside and saw this ground there. How the ground disappeared, nobody knows. So like this, thousands of people crossed the Ganges. Without them knowing how they are crossing, therefore it says, love of God is so powerful that the ocean become the hoof print of a calf. The only thing required is get intoxicated by that love. Then the ocean, otherwise material world is insurmountable. Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva. And that's what Lord Chaitanya was telling everyone. Look, material world is insurmountable, very fearful, terrible. What is that verse? Bhakti mohu pravatam. It's the last line. Kaya? Tvai me prasango bhuyat ananta mahatam amalashayanam yenanjasa uru ulbanam vyasanam bhavabdhim. So it's an ocean. So that's an ocean. Bhavabdhim. Uru ulbanam, very terrible. And then you make it. That's what Navadvipvas is new. And these people have become mad just by hearing the cries in the house of Sachi Mata. That has transformed them. They have not seen anything else till now. Some of them have been agnostics, atheists, but just by the emotions being churned, they got transformed. In another case where Lord Chaitanya came to Fulia in the Vidya Bachaspati's house, that time also, the similar description is there. And then they all wanted to see Lord Chaitanya. Some of them climbed on the top of the tree and some of them actually walked to the last leaf to get the glimpse of Lord Chaitanya. So if you start thinking with mundane logic, there is a leaf and this and leaf will break. But leaf did not, a single leaf moved from its place and became a perfect place for somebody to stand and have a balcony view of Lord Chaitanya. And some were standing on the roof, which were actually very weak roof, but the roof did not break. Because they were on a different experiencing the bliss of Ladini Shakti, mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And another time, now you see, anyway, before that, so all these devotees came to Philia and Lord Chaitanya took, then they all came into Shantipur, and in Shantipur the beautiful exchange happened between Adwaita Acharya, Achyutananda, and Nityanand Prabhu came, and Shachi Mata came. Now Shachi Mata, when Shachi Mata came to the Shantipur, and she first time saw Lord Chaitanya in a sannyas vesh. They all had heard Krishna Chaitanya is the sannyas name. When they were coming, they were all overwhelmed with the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya. 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 Thank you very much. So what is that? So they were all overwhelmed. Actually, I'm condensing many stories in our half an hour discussion. Because there is authority to that. Vrindavan Das Thakur says at one point, I'm sorry, I'm just in so much happiness, I'm mixing up the whole story. I do not know the chronological sequence, just accept it the way it is. So following in the same footsteps, I am also thinking, just accept it the way it is. In another journey, people were coming to Philia and they were all so excited. They were telling Lord, they were talking, very animated discussion, highly animated. They were saying, today I will go and tell Lord Chaitanya. Just cut off my bondages of material life. It's so difficult. Another one said, is this the thing to ask Lord Chaitanya? Just taking darshan of Lord Chaitanya is the highest. Why you want to ask such stupid things, cutting off the material life bondage? What is all this nonsense? Another one said, I am going to ask that my son has a very bad habit of gambling. I want my son to get rid of that. Another one was asking something for his family members. Another one said, I am just going to pray one thing, that please, whatever happen in this world, whichever virus comes, what should I do? My mind, my body, my words, everything should become fixed at the service of Lord Chaitanya. That's all I want. Another one came and he said, I will pray that Lord Chaitanya in any condition, I should not forget you. And it was a very animated discussion. And everybody was, who is talking about? Who is talking about? Who is talking about? And in such happiness, they were all coming to see Lord Chaitanya. And when they came to see Lord Chaitanya, they all fell on top of each other, and all the thorns got crushed. Not even a single thorn could pierce or scratch the body of any devotee. All the thorns got crushed, and devotees, while falling, they're falling on top of each other, here, there, and some were taking the lotus feet of devotee in front and putting on their chest, putting on their head, feeling very blessed, wonderful. And when Lord Chaitanya came to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya, and then all the exchanges took place, Nityanand Prabhu. Yeah, we were at Shachi Mata. So Shachi Mata, at that time, Lord Chaitanya is facing, first time Lord Chaitanya is looking at Shachi Mata. Shachi Mata is looking, and Shachi Mata became stunned. She didn't know what to say, what to speak, how to do, what to do. And Lord Chaitanya started glorifying. Mother says, you are Devaki, you are Aditi, you are Yashoda, you are Kaushalya, you are Jagat Mata, you are Bhakti Devi. You have given me so much. Today whatever I am doing is by your mercy. You have been the cushion of my life through every phase of my life. And he became so ecstatic. He said, just by looking at you and your devotion and your dedication and your emotion and everything, if somebody just chants the word I, we will give them love of Godhead. Just chant the word I. And Lord Chaitanya came in so much ecstasy. Just by thinking the devotion and the care and the motherly affection of Shachi Mata. And seeing that, Advaita Acharya became very happy. Nityanand Prabhu became very happy. They all started glorifying Shachi Mata, offering pranams to Shachi Mata. And such, It is said Advaita Acharya's house became Vaikuntha. Because all four directions, only musical chants, kirtans, bhajans, mridangas, kartals were heard. That's all. That was the house of Advaita Acharya. It became a very big festival. And Shachimata didn't know what to say. She was just standing. She doesn't know how to respond. And she just said one thing. You are the Supreme Narayan. And all the jivas are the logs of wood in the ocean. They are being thrown here and there by the waves. Sometimes they come together, sometimes they separate. That's all. And that's all she said. Advaita Acharya interrupted. She said, can we request Shachimata to do the cooking? And Shachimata made such a wonderful prasad. 20 types of shak were made. Lord Chaitanya personally glorified every shak. Oh, if you take this shak, pure devotional service to Krishna is guaranteed. If you take this shak, you will always remain in the association of devotees. If you take, I don't know the names of all shaks. There was a Achyuta shak and something called Hilancha shak. And if you take this shak, 100% you are going back to Godhead. Such kind of benedictions Lord Chaitanya was sharing with anyone. With everyone. And when Lord Chaitanya got up from his seat, everyone jumped to the plate of Lord Chaitanya. Even old people forgot they were old. They became like child trying to snatch the plate of Lord Chaitanya. And that time, the prasad, they wanted to enjoy the prasad, honor the prasad, mahaprasad. A very transcendental conflict took place. One person said, you are a brahmana, you are not supposed to, this is for shudras. Lord Chaitanya has come for patitas and you brahmana, why you should enjoy? The brahman said, this is Supreme Lord's mahaprasad. Shudra is not supposed to even come near, brahman should take. Basically they wanted to make all the excuses to somehow steal the mahaprasad. Another person, he said, okay, you all take the mahaprasad, give me the plate and the leaf. I'll be satisfied with that. Another one said, how can you say that? All the while it was my duty to collect all the plates and leaves. How you entered in between? So like this, fighting like children, they honored the Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya, showing love of God is the... Oh, come on, together. Love of God is the... Love of God is the... Highest bliss. They were showing that. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Class has not finished yet. Thank you for saying that. So with such wonderful exchanges which happened in Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya went to the long journey, how he crossed by the boat. He was in the boat. He wanted to cross to Odisha. And he was warned. Advaita Acharya said, no, you do not go. This is a very tense time. There are crocodiles. It's a very socially tense situation. And we all can relate to it. Socially tense situation. There are crocodiles. There are tigers. There are wild beasts. And plus, the two states are at extreme tension. Do not go. He saw the face of Lord Chaitanya. He said, anyway, finally you are independent. Lord, where you are, what impediment and what obstacle can dare come in the presence of Lord Chaitanya? Tigers, snakes, fires cannot affect a devotee who is maddened by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Tigers, snakes, fires. And this was shown by Murari Chaitanya Das, the devotee of Lord Nityananda. He was in such ecstasy of love of God that he would be going around chasing tigers. He would be sitting on top of tigers. Sometimes he would tigers on his lap and playing. And sometimes he would take a big python and taking on the lap and saying, come on, chant Hari, chant Hari, chant Hari, chant Hari. Like in North, you know, they had this bhajan. And I remember this because I think Balde Prabhu was giving just class 2-3 days back. The wonderful, most ecstatic class he gave. And in that, there is a statement in that translation that one should sing ordinary traditional songs also. So I remember this, you know, song about chanting the names of Hari. It says, Japale Hari Danam, Japale. So this we used to sing in the north, you know. And some ladies used to come and they used to say, Japale Hari Danam, Japale, oh Hari Tere Saath Jayenge. And I think these ladies are very distressed by their daughter-in-laws. And they say, बेटे का भरोसा मत करना, वो बेटे बहुएं ले जाएंगी. So they were, and all these ladies are coming there, elderly satsang, you know, and there, and then one lady says, Maya ka bharosa mat karna, o Maya teri reh jayegi. Another lady says, Is kaya ka bharosa mat karna, o kaya teri jal jayegi. Japle hari da naam japle. It's more like a bhangra kind of tune, you know. But the beautiful ordinary song that, come on, chant the name of Lord Hari. And these elderly ladies are sitting in their bedroom and doing or drawing room, wherever they are discussing, you know. Murari Chaitanya is sitting with tigers and lions and telling, Japle Hari da naam japle. So he's telling pythons and tigers, he chant. That was Murari Chaitanya. Another, Gadadhar Das. Nityanand Prabhu's devotee are really like, one after another you can discuss the glories. Gadadhar Das Mahashya, always in the mood of Radhika, Gopi, selling milk, yogurt. And Lord Nityanand gave such mercy to this devotee, always. Gadadhar Das was not absorbed in external consciousness. He had no idea. Anyone, he would say, chant Hari, chant Hari, chant Hari, that's all. He was absolutely unaware. And there was a Qazi who was strictly against chanting of the holy names. And one day Gadadhar Das, such absorbed, no fear of Qazi, nothing doing, walked right to the palace of Qazi and said, come on, chant the names of Hari. And all the soldiers of, hey, where are you walking in? Straight, walking in. No fear. And Qazi was envious, fear personified, burning with anger. Inside the room, came running outside. Who this person has come? Such fearlessness, right into the palace of Qazi. And as soon as he came in front of Gadadhar Das Mahashaya, and Gadadhar Das saw, when he saw the Gadadhar Das ecstasy and the confidence and chanting of Lord's Hari name, his envy got pacified. He became completely peaceful. And he said, what makes you come here? And Gadadhar Das said, you are putting so many obstacles in the devotees, those who are chanting Hari's name. Gadadhar Das said, you chant the name of Hari. He said, okay, I will chant the name of Hari tomorrow. And he said, I will chant the name of Hari tomorrow. Just that one statement. He said, you chanted Hari just now. And he started dancing like a madman. And seeing that, the Qazi got transformed. Madness. Love of God is the... Maza nahi aaya. Love of God is the highest. Love of God is the... highest place. I'm mainly taking all the small chanting, dancing stories. In Advaita Acharya's house, previously what happened? When Shachi Mata was there cooking all the feast, that time at one time Lord Chaitanya forgot that I am supposed to do the role of a devotee. He just came in the bhava of Supreme Aishwarya Lord, started shouting, started screaming, roaring. I am Kala. I am Narayan. I am Vishnu. I am the one who protected Gajendra. I am the one who protected Draupadi. I am the one who protected Pandavas from that fire. I am the one who protected... I am the one who gave the power to Lord Shiva to drink poison. I am the one who was instrumental in the churning of the milk ocean. I am the one who killed Kamsa. I am the one who killed Ravana. In Satyuga, I come to teach tapasya. In Treta Yuga, I come to teach yagya. In Dwapar Yuga, I come to teach deity worship. And in Kali Yuga, I come to chant the holy names and make everyone chant Hare Krishna. And thus make everyone mad with love of God. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya declared, love of God is the... Now everyone is getting heated up. Highest bliss. And when Lord Chaitanya went to Neelachal, He entered, his journey to Neelachal, there was a one journey which is supposed to be finished in 1.5 hours. Lord Chaitanya took 9 hours to finish that journey. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya had asked Mukunda and Nityanand Prabhu, because Nityanand Prabhu broke the danda, he was very upset with that. He asked, tell me, you want to go in the first or I should go first? And Mukunda knew he is going to go in his own moods. You go first. 1.5 hour journey, he took 9 hours, because in that journey he was constantly looking at the smiling face of Lord Jagannath on the top of the chakra. And he was falling like a stick. He was not walking. He would fall exactly like a danda straight. Get up straight. And he was offering dandavat after dandavat after dandavat, reaching Lord Jagannath. And in that journey to Neelachal, everybody who saw. How many of you would like to see that? Please chant Haribol if you want to see that. So he is falling, and everyone who saw, somebody said, hey, this is such a Jagannath. That Jagannath is stationary, this Jagannath is moving. This must be Lord Narayan. People were going mad. They forgot everything. They were just chanting Hari, 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 Hari. And the whole sky of Neelachal was reverberating with the chants of Hari, 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 Hari. That's all. And Lord Chaitanya finally entered Jagannath temple. And when he entered Jagannath temple, he was in such ecstasy, he rushed straight to Jagannath, jumped 100 times up and down, crashed on the ground. His tears made the whole floor wet there. Pujaris thought some crazy man has come. You see, this layman is like this. At one time they will beat you, at one time they will worship you. Layman can change any time. No understanding, you know, what to do, what not to do. They just wanted to catch him and throw him out. And all glories to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya who came. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya declared the special position of this personality, it is described that thousands of people made a kind of row of people, a queue, to Bhattacharya's house. And everybody wanted to touch the body of Lord Chaitanya, so everybody was holding the body of Lord Chaitanya and passing to another, and passing to another, and passing to another. And the analogy is so sweet given. It is like a row of ants passing food particle from one ant to another ant. What a unique analogy, I thought, is given just for passing of Lord Chaitanya. And some people just could not touch. You know, like in Jagannath Rath Yatra, everybody wants to touch the rope, so everybody is jumping to the rope, we want to touch. So here everybody wanted to touch Lord Chaitanya. Many could not touch. Thousands assembled at the door of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and somehow he closed the doors to make sure these thousands do not enter inside. Something like our situation. Crowds should not come. Ah. And Bhattacharya that time, after some time, Nityanand Prabhu came. All the associates came. They were going to Jagannath. Somebody said, your master is in Bhattacharya's house. They went there. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the guards, take them for darshan. Then bring them here. Lord Chaitanya was lying there for 9 hours, unconscious. I guess so. That's the figure. 9 hours. When guards took Nityanand Prabhu to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath, outside the doors, guards asked Nityanand, are you the followers of that person who just came and did all the mess in the temple? Yeah, we are. No, I can't take you. If the guru is like this, I'm sure followers will also be like this. You are going to create a big turmoil in the temple. Nothing. Nityanand Prabhu said, no, we are most peaceful. Our master sometimes goes like this. We are peaceful people. We never do anything like that. So there are two discussions. One discussion says that they went inside and remained peaceful. Another discussion says they went inside and guards were thinking, oh, they are such good boys, peaceful. They are not going to create any mess there. And as soon as they were close to the altar, Nityanand Prabhu rushed to the altar only, jumped on the Baldev, embraced the Baldev, took the garland of Baldev and tightly embraced Baldev. I am that Baldev. Announcing to the world. And the guards were like, abhi to bol raha tha, this is too much. Before other devotees also do something like this, they took the garland and Mahaprasad and gave to other devotees. Peaceful, peaceful. One god came and he tried to pull Nityanand Prabhu back from Lord Baladev's embrace. They forget that this is Baladev. All the bala comes from him. Forget means they did not even know that. And this god is trying to put his bala and he's trying to pull. And Nityanand Prabhu did not get pulled. And this god, you know, when you pull someone and the thing doesn't come and you go flying, this god went flying 20 feet back. After that day, whichever street Nityanand Prabhu walked, god kept safe distance and very humbly offered pranams. This is powerful. This is Baladev personified. Nityanand Prabhu was showing the power of love of God. Love of God is the highest place. But we should not behave like this. We should be good boys. Love of God is the highest place. And when Lord Chaitanya came to from Neelachal one day, he said, oh, I want to go to Jagannath Puri. Sorry, I want to go to Vrindavan. On the way, he came to Ramakeli. Now when he came to Ramakeli, his kirtan was seen by this some sipahi of I guess Nawab Hussain Shah that time. Nawab Hussain Shah. And he said, he went and he said, oh, you know, there is a sannyasi has come and his body is so soft. His eyes are like beautiful lotus petals. His arms are so tall, reaching up to the knees. And his neck is so beautiful like a lion. And his shoulders are like elephant. And his body is covered with chandan and flower garlands. And his body is so soft like butter. In spite of being so soft, he jumps high, crashes on the ground. He doesn't get injured. I am worried for him. The sipahi is telling the Nawab. And he says, sometimes he jumps more than 100 times in less than 1 hour. And the Nawab said, oh, really? This has to be either what the Hindus call Krishna or we call Allah. He has to be that Supreme God. Otherwise, I have so many workers, if I do not pay them, they will run away. And thousands of people are following him without any salary, just wanted to serve him. Beautiful verse we have. Prem dhan vina vyartha daridra jivan, dasakori vetan more, deho prem dhan. Prem dhan vina vyartha daridra jivan, dasakori vetan more, deho prem dhan. Showing, the verse is showing, prema dhana, love of God is the highest place. Prema dhana, this is what we are looking for, this is what our aspiration is. And one pastime from Nityanand Prabhu's presence in Nityanand Prabhu, when he was told by Mahaprabhu, go to Bengal and preach. Find out every murkha, every patita, every dukhita, every daridra, every nicha, catch everyone and drown them. Premera vanya. What is that? Dubai. Premera vanya. Bhasa ilovani. Premera vanya. And remorse them in the ocean of love. Catch. This verse comes again and again. Murkha patita nicha daridra dukhita. Murkha patita nicha daridra dukhita. Murkha patita nicha daridra dukhita. Nityanand Prabhu was in such an ecstasy because, see, he was on the planet since long time. First 20 years, or 20 years, right? He waited for Lord Chaitanya to manifest his pastimes. Something like that, 20 plus years or something. Oh no, 32 years, I guess, he waited. 32 years he waited. That long. And now he took his followers when he came to Panihati. And at Raghav Pandit's house and all his wonderful Raghunath Vaidya and Purandar Pandit and Parmeshwari Das and Gadadhar Das Mashya, all these are cowherd boys, gopis assembled together with Nityanand Prabhu. He started kirtans which lasted for 3 months. The residents of Panihati forgot all the bodily urges. Yesterday, Shadbhuj Prabhu was that, and Prabhu, some devotees were doing such wonderful, Neelakrishna Prabhu was there, such wonderful kirtan in the evening was going on. And I came and it was sharp 6:15 and I said, Kirtan was so ecstatic, you know, so ecstatic. Who can resist? But still, I had the urge to eat. Hunger was troubling. I said, okay, I'll eat, have some food and come back. Three months in Panihati Kirtan lasted, not even a single person felt the urge to eat or sleep or any of the bodily urges. They just danced for 3 months straight. And the pastime was, Nityanand Prabhu used to sit on the divine throne brought by Raghav Pandit, the golden throne, and he would tell one by one, come on, dance. Each devoted would come and dance. Another would come and dance. Sometimes they would dance in circles, and or sometimes one devotee was brought to dance in the middle. And in dancing, they would get so ecstatic, they would forget the limitations of their power. Very important. Too much thinking about limitations of one's own power makes one paralyzed. Think about the greatness of the Lord. They forgot the limitations of their power. One person went in such ecstasy chanting Hari Hari, he plucked out the roots of 6 trees simultaneously and carried them and chanting Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. So all the nature lovers should not hear this. They will say you are violent. But this is different. Trees also got liberation. Another person got so ecstatic. He climbed on a tree. Climbing, climbing, climbing. Nityanand Prabhu is watching. Where is he going? And he went and climbed to the topmost last leaf. And from there he's chanting, Hari, Hari! This one guy, he went there. It was the topmost branch, almost 20, 30 feet. From there he jumped down chanting, Hari, Hari. And everyone was shocked what happened. So these kind of transformations happened for 3 months. How many months?
3 months
that they were showing love of God is the place. I was so happy I got this purport. I could speak Gaur Leela. Why I am making you repeat this statement so that you should not wonder. The chapter is on deity worship. Why is speaking all this? But the statement is there. Love of God is the
place.
I'll take a few minutes more. I hope you allow me. So, and then, okay, this is Panihati. Then Lord Chaitanya said, 3 months idhar hi kirtan kar rahe hain, you know, like temple is closed now. So how long you can stay? You want to go out, you do some, you know, meet people, preach, kirtan. Okay, we relish among ourselves, but then we want to relish with everyone. You know, so many devotees are missing. Sunday usually so many devotees, they're missing. So the missing is creating some kind of viraha, some kind of separation. Oh, it's so nice devotees are there. More the devotees, the better it becomes. Panihati, they are dancing. They want to go out. After 3 months, Lord Nityanand decided, we will go to everyone's village. We'll go to Raghav Pandit, they were there. We'll go to Raghunath Vaidya. We'll go to Parameshwari Das. We'll go to everyone's place. Purandar Pandit, you know, he was a cowherd boy. Ramadas, there was a cowherd boy. So, in one village they went, and he took, you know, in villages you gonna kirtans, children join you. Lord Nityanand decided, let's open Gopal Fun School or Sunday Fun School. But not one day school, not 2 day school. Children became so ecstatic. They were small, small children. They forgot they are children, and for 1 month they forgot to eat or drink or rest. Children. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if you take an elephant and do not feed elephant for 3 days, they will become very weak. And these children, after 1 month of fasting, were going out, uprooting trees and chanting, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Children forgot that they are children. They were exhibiting the power of elephant after fasting for 1 month. And Lord Nityanand, in such ecstasy, some children he would take on his lap and feed them personally by his own hand after 1 month. They realized, oh, they are not eating. So 1 month, then they fed children. And sometime Nityanand Prabhu in ecstasy was beating the children. Lovingly must be. And children becoming more in ecstasy. And children, ecstasy increased thousands of folds. That Nityanand Prabhu was showing, love of God is the
highest.
Love of God is the
highest.
And since Ram Navami is coming, just one or two small pastimes from Lord Ram's Leela, which also show love of God is the highest place. Yeah. There is one pastime. Lord Chaitanya is in the forest and Sarabhanga Rishi's ashram they go. Huh? What did I say? Sorry, Lord Ram is in the forest. See, he's still taking time to come from Gaur Purnima to Ram Navami. So, Lord Ram is in the forest, Dandakaranyam, killing some demons. Finally, they come to Sarabhanga Rishi's ashram, and when they come to Sarabhanga, it's a beautiful, scenic hermitage. Very beautiful. And as soon as they come, they see Indra's chariot inside. And chariot is few, some above the ground. It's a divine chariot, celestial chariot. And when they see Indra's chariot, they hope, okay, we'll see Indra. Indra comes out of the Rishi's ashram without looking at Lord Ram. Straight sits in the chariot along with the elephant, Airavat, just goes up. And Lakshman is bewildered. Hey, because of him, we came all the way to planet Earth to do all our Leela. Now we are meeting and this guy is not even looking at us. Lord Ram understood why he doesn't look at us. Because Ravan's sepoys are all everywhere. He doesn't want to show that this is Narayan. This is Supreme Vishnu. Keep it secret, private. He goes into, Lord Ram and Lakshman goes into Sarabhanga Rishi's ashram, and Sarabhanga Rishi says, I was having intuition that you will come anytime soon. And he was emaciated because he was doing tapasya for thousands of years. And after doing tapasya, when Lord Ram comes, Lord Ram says, why Indra was here? Sarabhanga Rishi says, Indra had come to give me the fruit of my tapasya by taking me to Brahmalok. But I kept waiting because I knew the highest bliss of all tapasya is available by taking darshan of Lord Ram. And I was getting intuition, Lord Ram is coming here soon. And I told Indra, I reject all Brahmalok because I want to take blessings and darshan of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram in front of Lakshman asked, so, have you attained the fruit of your tapasya? Sarabhanga Rishi says, fruit of tapasya? What you have given now, taking your darshan, I am feeling the thousands of years of tapasya is nothing. I could have paid much bigger price. This is nothing by the darshan which I am getting right now. You take all the fruits of my tapasya. Sarabhanga Rishi is telling, main apni tapasya ka phal aapko deta hun. Ram could sense subtle pride in that. Ram says, we are kshatriya, we hum kisi se kuch nahi lete, keep it with you. We don't take from anyone. The whole night, Sarabhanga Rishi told wonderful, wonderful stories about different rishis to Lord Ram. Wonderful stories. In the morning time, Sarabhanga Rishi invoked fire within his body and burnt himself without even a trace of ash, with such fragrance, such aura emanating. Taking darshan of Lord Ram, he proved that darshan of Lord Ram is the highest bliss beyond any journey to Brahmalok. And similar incident happened with Shabari. This is the last pastime I'll share. Shabari's pastime, just similar. What did Shabari do? When Lord Ram came to Shabari, now Shabari also had a long period, long time visited, long time patience, both patience Shabari had to keep. When Lord Ram came, Lord Ram asked the same question. So, have you attained the fruit of your tapasya? And Lakshman could see Lord Ram's entry into Shabari's ashram is something unique. Pichle 13 saal vanvas mein aisa entry nahi dekha. But Lord Ram's mood has changed. This means it must be a very special ashram. Lord Ram told Shabari, the pleasure which we are getting on meeting you has never been experienced by meeting the best of rishis in our last 13 years of forest exile. Because the devotion, dedication, commitment, faith, patience which you have shown is exemplary. Because Matanga Rishi told you Lord Ram will come, but you did not even know when will come. And every day you decorated. You know, like every day we chant 16 rounds. Every day morning starts, chalo, sola mala. One devotee got initiated last year, he was telling me. Prabhuji, abhi ek saal ho gaya, I soch raha hu, phas gaye hum to. Jindagi bhar ka yahi tension hai. Subeh utho pehle 16 mala khatam karo. You see, what an anxiety. And then when we are chanting, we have to decorate the holy name. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Naam bina kichu nahi aar, tribhuvana. Nothing else. I just have to decorate holy name. Our deity is holy name. Nityanand Prabhu is a combination of Lord's form and Lord's holy name. Naam aur roop tatva jab mil jate hain, that's Nityanand Prabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, if the whole world is chanting Lord Chaitanya's name, it is nothing but by the mercy of Lord Nityanand. That's all. Coming back to Shabari. Shabari, Lord Ram told Lakshman, look at his smile. Look at the splendid, effulgent smile. You know, after tapasya, if you ask after chanting 2 hours what you want to do, somebody would say, abhi bas sona hai. There is no smile after chanting. We are so exhausted after chanting sometimes. Shabari had such smile. Lakshman said, I have not seen such smile any time. And the kind of fruits Shabari gave. Now see, Lakshman is looking at Shabari's fruits and Lakshman says, I can vouch for it. I have never seen such fruits. You see, Lakshman's words are important because 13 saal unhone aur kuch nahi kiya tha, phal hi ekatrit kiye the. So when he sees Shabari, he says, your fruits, special fruits. And you know what Shabari exhibits a quality? Shabari says, she becomes excited. She said, you want to know the history of these flowers and fruits? You see all these trees? They're very special trees. Any flower or fruit which comes from this tree doesn't become pale or stale or doesn't dry up. Because now her excitement increased because at this time she was going to glorify her god brothers. Shabari could have said, you know kitna wait kiya hai maine, kitne papad bele hai malum hai. But she, her excitement was, you know what my god brothers were like? She said, the disciples of Matang Rishi, one day did so much tapasya, when they came, their sweat fell in this place. And when their sweat fell, from the sweat, these trees came up. And Matang Rishi said, these trees, flowers and fruits never fade away. Because this shows the power of the service rendered by Matang Rishi's disciples. She was more in bliss. And Lakshman was noting, smile, sweet speech, no exhaustion, great fruits, glorifying the god brothers, and then she glorified Matang Rishi. And at the end she says, now generally we go to Guru to get God. Here God has come and she says, please send me back in the service of Matang Rishi. Something like Prahlad Maharaj prays in Bhagavatam, why should I go to spiritual world? Why should I look for liberation? My duty is to serve Narad Muni. Narad Muni has delivered me. Birth after birth, I want to serve Narad Muni. I mean, these are great topics to speak. We may not be on that level, but at least it's just so relishable thinking what the aspirations are. Even Ramanand Sagar, Ramayana, he highlighted this point in his video saying, in the scenes, there used to be songs behind the scenes. So in the song, he sings, Log guru ke paas jate hain bhagwan ki prapti ke liye. Inko guru ne bhagwan diye, ye bhagwan se bol rahi hai, mujhe guru ki seva de do. To show that love of God, please at the end, love of God is the? Love of God is the? Bliss. In another traditional song, see there are Gaudiya Bhajan and traditional song. Gaudiya Bhajan says, Yadi Gaura na hoi to, tabe ki hoi to, ke mone dharitam de. Radhar mahima, prema ras sima, jagat janat ke. मतलब अगर हम में से किसी का भी वो लेवल नहीं है, मान लिया, वृंदावन दास ठाकुर से केवल ये प्रेम रस की बातें सुन के, we will very soon develop love of Godhead. And traditional bhajan says, sabse unchi prem sagai. Look at the words here, I was thinking. Duryodhan ka meva tyago shak vidur ghar khai. After reading that purport of ordinary songs, I feel, there are some wonderful ordinary songs here. Jhoote fal shabari ke tyage bahuvidhi prem lagai, sabse ochi prem sagai. Prem ke bas arjun rat haankyo, bhool gaye thakurai, sabse ochi prem sagai. ऐसी प्रीत बड़ी वृंदावन गोपी न नाचन चाई सबसे ऊंची प्रेम सगाई कृष्ण नाम सुधा कोरिया पान जुराओ भक्ति विनोद प्राण नाम विना किछु नाही कार चौदा भुवन माजे जपले हरिदा नाम जपले बोलिए हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू वेरी मच